Yeah, Wednesday evening, it is the first day. It's 12/1/21. And I can't even go there. This year has passed so fast. This is a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. The title of this is, He Will Wear Out the Saints. We've looked at this passage before, but we're going to look now in Daniel chapter 7. Okay, this is Daniel's vision of the four beasts that we see as the combo beast in the book of Revelation. It's a little bit loud, just a tad. Yeah. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Can y'all hear me?
A little bit more.
I think it needs to go up just a... All right, but
just got one in.
All right, Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and had 10 horns. We know this is the beast system. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there was three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. Behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. So we know the little horn is really, they say, is like the Antichrist, or the, maybe the spokesperson for the Antichrist system. All right. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as a burning fire. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Got a big mouth on them. I'll give you my take on it here in a minute. The Lord gave me some neat insight this morning as I was typing this out. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the flaming, burning flame. So he's blabbing, till the moment he goes into the flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is their everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. This is the Lord. We know it is. It's kind of ironic here that it talks about this one's going into the flame, and then he's coming. I've never seen that before. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit and the body, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So during this time that we're in, where it just seems like we're doing all we know to do, and they're going down. They're going down, period. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Now the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Is that what's going on right now? Does it sound familiar? And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High. I heard something today that they have declared in Sweden that the Bible is hate speech. Yeah. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it until the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Instead of dominion taking dominion over us, our God's going to take dominion over him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations were troubled, much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit here what the Lord showed me. I'm going to speak verse 25 again. And he shall speak great words. I put here the MSM and all their slop coming out of the image of the beast. Worldwide. All the internet, all the TV stations, everything slop is just coming out of every sector. Against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. With the scamdemic, they're going against the Constitution and trying to push ungodly mandates on us. Trying to change things. We have a Constitution that gives us rights in this country. And they're trying to go against everything that's good and holy and clean and godly. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. This is what came to me as I was typing this. June 26, 2015, when same-sex marriage was forced on us, then the transgender stuff followed. And it's gotten so much more perverse since then. How long is that? June of 2022 will be 7 years. That's times a time and half a time. 7 years this slop bucket has been in our face and in our ears. Isn't this the time, the 7 years mentioned? Could be. I mean, it kind of all fits. During all the Obama years, there were so many that said that Obama was the Antichrist. We always just chuckled about it. And I got letters from a retired vet that he was disabled, and he just wrote letters to preachers that he thought might listen to what he had to say. And he thought Obama was an Antichrist. Well, I'm not sure that he is not the little horn. He's kind of in the forefront, the forerunner. You know, he and Hillary had the 16-year plan to destroy America. She got taken out. She's worm food. You see her clone today. The Antichrist is here. He has done great evil. A few years ago, the Lord spoke to me that the Antichrist would arise out of Germany. Well, it just came out recently that Angela Merkel, and Theresa May are the aunts of Obama. Very interesting. They call him the Führer right now. I know Brad Bartley calls him the Führer. All right, Strong's here. The word wear means to afflict. When you look at the 16-year plan to destroy America, it really goes along with what is foretold in the scriptures. It's like we're reading the newspaper today. Remember when I told you before about the article in the Odessa American back when Obama was in office? I can't remember the year. It was before 2015. Anyway, there was a man that wrote, it was kind of like in just a little clip, like in the want ads or something. This man saying that he was being held captive at the Walmart in Midland. And Obama was there and he was smoking marijuana. I remember that. We thought that was hysterical. My gosh, you know, is this a hoax? Well, then a few months later, after all their Dean or Jade Home exercises and all this was going on, whenever that was, he writes another little one saying that he had been released. Well, just a few days ago, I listened to a police officer from Midland, Texas, saying they completely gutted the Midland Walmart. There's nothing left in it. And all these tunnels connect. It's been a cover for the evergreen. All the canisters, you know, the containers with the children, all that, yeah. All right. All right. All right, let me see what else they said about the Walmart. It had been completely cleaned out, and it's been linked recently to human trafficking. Especially, they were a cover for the evergreen containers, which that's where they transported the children in, or the, you know, sex slaves, you know. All right. All right, I want to show you this. I've already showed you this before. If you have any doubt in your mind, this picture here is a McCall's little dress pattern of little girls for $5,000. And it was interesting that it says get in stock alert, no longer available. So somebody got that little girl. All right, here's a pair of baby shoes, $9,999. This is human trafficking. This is Walmart's website. I took these pictures off of Walmart's website. And as soon as I did, I started getting notices from Walmart. They thought I was an interested customer, I guess. All right, Natalie. Adult mesh lyrical dress, $77 to $5,000. She's a little older. Here's Dan Skin Girls Boy Cut Dance Shorts. For little girls, $5,000. Yeah, there it is again. Now tell me it's not true. Years ago, the Lord told me not to shop at Walmart. I went to Walmart for years. Every Monday, I was at Walmart. And I didn't understand why, but I didn't go. And I still don't go. Now I know why. They're human traffickers. Or somebody. I'm not saying the employees are bad. They may not know anything about it. But I know this. A lot of these big stores have underground loading docks and all kinds of things. Where do you think those things lead? Okay. Do you still think these are conspiracy theories? Okay. Well, whoever does needs to get their head out of the sand. I want to take these and show these to people that I know that don't want to hear nothing. Mm-hmm. And say, what does this mean to you? I took these myself. I didn't get these from somebody else. I took this off of Walmart's website. All right. Hidden in plain sight. All right, it's gotten so bad it's no longer hidden, but in our faces, and it's making everyone weary. It's like you cannot even get on social media platforms. Everyone has to talk about the scamdemic till you feel like you're going to puke. Absolutely. It's hardly ever you can find someone that is not talking about it. Whether what they're saying is true or not, I don't know. If it's all just part of the show, I don't know. Okay. All right. It's afflicting us. The last few weeks have been very intense. Anybody feeling the intensity of it? A problem here. What happens when you get weary and tired? It's harder for you to stand. This is certainly not the time for us to back down. It's time to hold the line. Because we're in a battle. And from what I understand, I listened to Brad Barton this afternoon. And, you know, you hear people like Juan Osteen come on, and he's always trying to poo-poo everything and make it sound like kind of dash your hopes kind of deal. But he had watched Monkey Works. He was on, I think he's on Monday. And he's talking about that he has proof just by tracking air traffic that Ghislaine Maxwell's already in Kitmo. So, you know, they're saying that this is just a show trial. It's really happened months ago, and tribunals have already happened. But they're talking about there's so many flights. Well, there's Gitmo's full. Now they're Colombia, I think, is the other place now that they're taking prisoners. There's one. Where's that place? Is it in Mexico? Terra Vega or Terra Vega? I mean, there's so many people. They're having to find new places to take them. I bet Iceland's full too. Okay. All right, we got to keep the focus on the goal. This is verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. If you don't hear anything I say tonight, that right there is what I want you to focus on. They shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Forever. And ever. All right. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. That's what it says. What did Jesus say when he was here? We're going to look at that. Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You still think we're just going to sit in our suitcases and all fly away, and Jesus is going to just do it all? If anything, we've learned by seeing how slow this drip out has been and how it's pushed people to get off of their rears and get busy and start doing something, making a difference, whether it be naturally, politically, being a prayer warrior, speaking to mountains, pulling down strongholds, right there. We're going to have to take it. In fact, that's what we were supposed to be doing in the first place, taking it. All right, on the Strong's, violent means forcer or energetic, and force means to seize. So it's aggressive. It's an aggressive move. Okay, this is how I view this chapter in the book of Revelation. Revelation 19, we've read this many times, but look at it in light of what I've told you. Does it look like, well, he's just coming and he's just going to wipe up? No. That ain't what it's saying here. 19, I'll get there. Right here. Let's read all of it. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And why? We're smoking it. The prayer warriors are taking them out. The military's taking them out. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, his wife hath made herself ready. We're on the front lines. We're ready. We're ready to see. We're ready to see it. We've been standing for a long time. Now we're ready to see it. Action. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. He said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. What do you think happens when you speak and you decree? You send angels on assignment. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. We're taking him out, and he's just coming by and just grabbing that crown up, putting it on his head. I told my children to take dominion, to take the land, to take it back. It's theirs. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Are we part of Christ? Yes, we're his body. He's the head, we're the body. We are in this battle. This is the battle of Armageddon. This is what's happening right now. This is what's going on. Everybody else sitting on their suitcase says, He shall smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. Who? He. Who is he? We. He and we. We're his body. We're his action in the earth. That's why he told us when he went away, occupy. Should smite the nations, he should rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God. It's going to be a bloodbath. To the horse's bridle, 200 miles of blood. If that's symbolic, it possibly is. Everything else in this book is so. That ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, with him the false prophet. There's old Bummer, the Fuhrer. Wrought miracles before him with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, to bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he would deceive the nations no more. Not till the 1,000 years were over. Okay. We are Christ's body in the earth, and we are using his name to take back the kingdom. What happens when we do this? Heaven backs us up. Does that look like backup to you? Don't they usually work in pairs? Jesus sent them out in pairs. They got backup. Here comes the king and his angels as his body mops up the place. Jesus reaches down and takes the crown. When we speak it, the sword comes out of his mouth. Please get a revelation of this. When we speak that sword. Many years ago, Joyce Meyer, I don't know which book it's in, but he tells the story of a man, I think it's Joyce Meyer, that he was going through some hard times, and he was trying to use the word and everything. But the Lord opened his eyes, and he saw when he spoke, it was like a sword of light came out of his mouth and slashed up the demon. Caused him pain. They don't like the word. That's why they flee when you use it. All right. So don't get weary. We are making a difference. All right. That's just what the devil wants with all his slop. Just get us weary. Just get us to thinking we're not doing anything. We're not making any difference. Well, we are. All right. Revelation 12, another scripture kind of like that. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed the sun and the moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She, being with child, travailed in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And he drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness. All right, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, what? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and the love of their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. Look what they've been doing all these thousands of years to the human, to humanity. Such atrocities. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for times and times and half time for the face of the serpent. I believe that's the USA. I'm sorry, I do. Great eagle. Protecting God's people. This is one nation under God, whether they accept it or not, or like it or not. It's the truth, and it'll remain the truth. Mm-hmm. There's that time and time and half time again I spoke about earlier. Yeah. And the serpent cast out of his mouth waters of flood. Yeah, here comes that slop. After the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Such a flood of filth. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. It's not a literal flood. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This battle's been going on for 6,000 years. Really, since Jesus 2000. Okay. This is the battle of Armageddon. This is a storm, and the storm is upon us. I don't have to wait on some tweet to tell me that. So everybody's waiting for President Trump to tweet, the storm is upon us. Get a clue. It's been upon us for a while. And since, you know, it's been so intense, and I've experienced the weariness myself, I want to encourage you with some scriptures. We're going to look at some scriptures on renewing our strength, on weariness. Isaiah 40 is the first one. Isaiah 40:29 is the first one. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What lifted up the woman? An eagle. All right, Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. All right, here's another one, Jeremiah 31. 25. For I have satiated the weary soul. I have replenished every sorrowful soul. All right, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So what causes us to get weary? Well, first of all, you can physically feel the intensity. But on the other side of it, what you see and what you hear, just the slop of the world. Did you know even Jesus got weary? I want to read this to you. This is John chapter 4. Jesus was a man, and he was subject to weariness just like we are. All right, verse 1, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. He must needs go through Samaria. He'd probably been up all night praying, I figure, because the Lord told him to go to Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. See, he was weary from his journey, and he was hungry. And he asked for a drink. He was thirsty. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. Ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, say, man which told me all things that ever I did, is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. See, he was hungry. And he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. It bypassed being weary, hungry, and thirsty, doing God's will. It completely bypassed physical. Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white. They are already white to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And here is that true saying, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode with there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Isn't that a cool story? Let me just finish it here. After two days he departed thence and went to Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went into the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him, he besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. So he told the man just to believe his word. And he believed the word and he left. I mean, Jesus, he had a full life. He was tired. He was hungry. He was thirsty. But God supplied it. All right, Galatians 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. All right, Hebrews 12:3. It says, For consider, or I think it's supposed to be 1-3. Let's do 1-3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. See, that's where it starts, is in your minds. Okay, Hebrews 11, it says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith. Over here, if you read through this whole chapter, I like the part here where it talks about here, this is 32. It talks about all the people in the Faith Hall of Fame and what they did by faith. And it says, what more shall I say? For the time would fail to tell me of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. It goes on and on about the things that they went through. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. All these having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. That's the ones that are watching us. All right. We can look to this, and when we get down, get weary, think, well, they've done it before us. We're able to do it too. All right.